Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the year of the chin. It's funny because we have had more requests for either chin enhancement, jawline definition, jawline contouring, or getting rid of unwanted fat under the chin. Kind of, it's all kind of that same area in the last year than we've had altogether since we opened. Thus, calling it the year of the chin.
The year of the chin. And can you relate to feeling like you want some definition in your chin? Slim up that jawline a little bit. How do you do it? Well, that was Charlotte Fairburn, the owner of Aesthetics 360, a medi spa in the Third Ward. She's here today to talk about this new trend, what you can expect, how long do the results last, and what does it cost? Hold on to your chins, and let's get started with today's episode.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Did you know that more and more people are trying to get more definition and slimming of the jawline and chin area? You've probably heard of Botox, you've heard of cool sculpting, but what do you do for your chin and jawline? Well, that's why I have one of the experts back on the 50 Shades of K podcast, Charlotte Fairburn. Charlotte, thank you for being on to talk about the year of the chin.
Hey, Elizabeth. Good morning. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, people look at themselves in the mirror, and we are our own toughest critic, but for a lot of people, they don't like necessarily what they see, or they feel like, sure, their birth certificate may have a certain age on it, but that's not what they feel inside.
Right.
And you are an expert. You have over 20 years of experience and passion for helping people look and feel their best. But when it comes to the chin, what do you do for that area?
You know, it is the year of the chin. It's funny because we have had more requests for either chin enhancement, jawline definition, jawline contouring, or getting rid of unwanted fat under the chin. Kind of, it's all kind of that same area in the last year than we've had altogether since we opened. And so thus, calling it the year of the chin.
Yeah. I think it's a great name, though, because if you do take selfies and we're all on our cameras, on our phones and stuff like that, you kind of tend to notice that things are maybe sagging a little bit. And is this tending to happen more and more for people because we're getting older?
And it's not just about aging, though. We have young people in their 20s that would like to change something about themselves.
Well, sure. I mean, really, if you want to look and feel your best, why not take action? What can people do? How are you defining and slimming the jawline and chin area there at Aesthetics 360?
You know, there are a lot of different things. So first and foremost, somebody inquires and they say, you know what, I'm interested in a more contoured, a more sharper profile definition to my jawline and chin. First thing before we decide the treatment pathway is we ask some questions. You know, do you have any unwanted fat or unwanted fullness, even a little bit under the chin area first? Because believe it or not, just reducing that gives a whole new profile. And so we want to do that first before we go in and then try to enhance that jawline with dermal filler. And dermal filler, which, you know, we've heard of, it's for enhancing lips. We inject it in various parts of the face for adding contour, restoring volume where we've lost it due to aging, filling in the under eye area, the cheeks, all of that, we can now do along the jawline, and also to enhance a recessed chin, and one doesn't necessarily go with the other. It is now FDA approved for using in that area by Allergan, the makers of Juvederm Voluma. So it's safe, it's proved efficacy, and we've been using it and getting just really beautiful results. Now, if somebody doesn't have any unwanted fullness under the chin, we can just enhance their jawline or their chin without having to go through getting rid of that unwanted fat.
That's great. And what does the process all entail?
We do a thorough consultation first. We need to make sure that somebody is a candidate for treatment. We really want to understand what someone's concerns are, do a full anatomical assessment, to discuss goals, and then, you know, we can schedule a treatment. The amount of product needed, you know, filler is packaged by the syringe, by a 1cc syringe. So that's going to vary from individual to individual. On average, we're seeing 2 to 4 syringes in the jawline and chin together, or just jawline alone, you know, one syringe on each side. And so that we would do in about a 1 hour treatment. We see you back in 2 weeks. We, of course, take photos. And it's a specialized advanced area of injection. So people need to understand that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's great about the consultation is that you can walk through this with clients. The before and after pictures are really powerful too, because then you can just see like what the progression is. How much does it cost?
Well, you know, it's going to be anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 just for the jawline, most likely. If you add on the chin, it could be more. If we need to do some under chin reduction of the fullness with either Kybella or CoolSculpting, both FDA approved to reduce, permanently reduce, targeted unwanted pockets of fat. We do a lot of it for under the chin area. That's going to add on an additional cost as well, and that all varies depending on the individual, how many treatments they need, and to get them to the goals.
Well, and talking about the goal, Charlotte, I know cost sometimes, I mean, that's bottom line. You know, it's got to cost something. What have you seen, though, with people when it comes to the reaction, achieving the goal of the look that they want and when they first walk through your doors?
You know, it's something that everyone has been seeing because they're on the Zoom calls. So everyone's staring at themselves. So they're looking at that area. And like I said, it can be because of aging. You could get some unwanted fullness under the chin just from aging, from weight gain, or it's just genetic.
Yeah.
We see, you know, people in their 20s, and they are at their goal weight, they're healthy, they're fit, and it's just genetic. They just have a little fullness under the chin. And if you look at them, just their face, you would think, oh, you know, I can see that fullness. And it doesn't translate to the rest of their body, so they're feeling insecure about it, and it's really helping them gain a newfound confidence, self-esteem, and, you know, it has been proven that that translates into somebody being more satisfied with their quality of life and productivity. So it really is all related.
Well, and you can't really even measure that amount of happiness. I mean, just think about something simply like your favorite pair of jeans. You put them on or you buy a new pair of shoes and you look in the mirror and you go out, you feel great. And
right.
That is going to be exuded through everyone that you meet.
So you get like an extra spring in your step.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the recovery, though, for this?
Okay, so none of this is without risks. This is still medicine and people need to understand that. There are always risks, which we very thoroughly go through. This is an informed consent process. So if you are getting reduction in the under chin area with Kybella or CoolSculpting, Kybella, you tend to have a little bit more bruising and swelling for sure. CoolSculpting, not often do people have swelling and bruising. It's a little bit easier process because Kybella is an injectable. CoolSculpting is not. It's an external applicator that uses suction and freezing to kill off the fat cells. Somebody may be a better candidate for one versus the other, and so we do a thorough consultation and educate about both. All things being equal, if somebody would be a candidate for either, we do prefer CoolSculpting. We're finding we are getting really great results without as much downtime and at a lower price.
That's great.
And Kybella.
I was just telling you, too, Cool Sculpting, so many people are interested in that because of how great the results are.
It really works, and they both really work, but Kybella is more if you just have a little tiny little pocket of centralized fat under your chin. Cool Sculpting is great if you have that and beyond. A lot of people have a little bit more lateral fullness as well. So, again, everybody's different, so it's very customized.
And is there a certain time of the year that people should be doing this? I know with BBL, that's better in the winter because you don't want sun exposure. Does that play into this at all?
It doesn't. These are all-year-round treatments. We see people all-year-round. For Cool Sculpting, if people are doing body areas, a lot of times people are wanting to get ready for their summer bodies. So we do a lot of that in the winter, but we do it all year round. You know, it does take 30 to 120 days to see the results, so people need to know that. And then if we're not doing any under chin fullness reduction, we're just doing the dermal fillers for enhancing the chin or the jawline, you can expect bruising and swelling. Again, very individualized. Everybody's different. It's going to be tender, though, because these are deeper injections. We're injecting onto the bone, and it's going to feel sore. I had my jawline done, and I'm not going to lie, I was very sore for a couple of days where, like, even when as I was chewing, I was like, ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we do prepare people for knowing that. This is a little bit different area because we're laying that product onto the bone, and it can feel tender and sore.
Charlotte, I love talking with you because you don't sugarcoat it. You're so honest about it. And that's why Aesthetics 360, I feel like, has been such a success. Besides the amazing results that people get and your talented, friendly, knowledgeable staff, you are the owner, but you're being honest. And you want people to know exactly what it is that they're going to be getting when they go and sign up for something like this, but also know that they're going to be in the hands of people they can trust because you're willing to have those honest conversations.
Absolutely. We view this as a partnership. We're in this together. And if there's something that, you know, if you're feeling something that you don't understand or you don't know if it's normal, we always want that dialogue to be open. If you have something that you think, should I be seeing this? We always ask you, send us a photo, come on in. This is a partnership. We are going through this together. It's a journey, and we will never just leave you hanging.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. And how long do these results last?
Everybody's different. So unwanted fat reduction is permanent. Those fat cells, once they're gone in that area, are gone for good. The filler will last, on average, in that area, it's probably going to last about a year. You know, everyone's different. There are factors that determine duration of product other than the FDA approval of duration of product itself, where it was placed, how much product was placed, an individual's own metabolism. UV and sun exposure is a big factor in the degradation of dermal filler product anywhere in the face, and a lot of people don't realize that, but that's a big part in how that product will wear.
Yeah, I mean, lots to know here, lots of information. And I was stalking your Instagram, which if you're on Instagram, you should follow at Aesthetics360MKE, because I was just taking a look at some pictures. You have a lot of before and after pictures there as well. A lot of these photos and the before and after, the results, like, they shocked me because it's so subtle. Like, it's just so natural that you wouldn't even necessarily know for a lot of these people, but it's just enough that their face looks proportioned. It looks great.
And that's the goal, because you don't want, do you worry? I mean, maybe somebody does, but do you really want someone to say, hey, what did you just have done? Or you want them to say, what did you have done? You look really good. You look really refreshed. I can't pinpoint it.
Yeah.
You look like maybe you just had a really good night's sleep, or you just got back from vacation. That's what we want. Or like, what have you been doing different with your skin? You know, we hear that, even though it has to do with, you know, fillers or Botox. We want it to be a natural result, but customized to what somebody's looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what you're going to get with Aesthetics 360 Face and Body Center, Milwaukee's destination medical spa in the Third Ward. Beautiful location. Charlotte, I always love talking with you. You keep it real and you explain it in such a way that we all can understand.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. And if someone listening is interested in seeing if this is right for them, what are the next steps that they should take?
They can give us a call. Consultations are always free.
That's fantastic. So go ahead, schedule a consultation with one of their aesthetic nurse specialists today. We'll link it up at 991themix.com, but the website is a360mke.com. Charlotte, the year of the chin.
The year of the chin. We'll see what 2022 ends up being, what that'll be.
As long as it's not COVID anymore, okay?
We'll take anything.
Thanks so much, Charlotte. I look forward
Thanks,
to talking
Elizabeth.
To you again.
Okay, bye.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.